Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I try to use my timeouts. I try to coach them. Try to put guys in situations to see if they could do something. You know, we're going to keep coaching our guys, whether we're up 20 or down 20, and no matter who's playing. And that's what I believe in, and that's what obviously ownership and management wants me to do. So I'm going to do it.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Layla Rahimi is in for Molly this morning, and we are pleased to bring in Kendall Gill, who joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Good morning, Kendall. How are you?
Doing well. You got my coworker Layla in today, huh?
Got her up early.
We're outnumbering him this morning, KG.
All right.
It's 2-1.
Kendall, thanks for joining us. So before we get to the Bulls and obviously your thoughts on the NCAA tournament over the weekend, because I think those are valuable ones, I wanted to congratulate you and hear you talk about how special the honor you received over the weekend was down in Urbana, the Cunningham Children's Home dedicated the court to Lou Henson, or the gymnasium Lou Henson. It was named after him, the Henson Gym, but also the court is now Kendall Gill Court. What happened there, and how involved have you been over the years with the Cunningham Children's Home?
Well, I have been involved with the Cunningham Children's Home for over 30 years. When I came out in my rookie year, actually, Sam Banks, who was the director of the Cunningham Children's Home, asked me to come down to their golf outing. And I said, okay. So I went down, played in the golf outing, and then I saw, you know, what they did down there at the Cunningham Children's Home, and I decided I wanted to be involved in it. And, you know, here we are 30 years later. This year is going to mark the 30-year anniversary of the golf outing. Just recently, this weekend, we opened up the Susan Gelvin Noel Education Center, which is a school that is over 50,000 square feet. And what's unique about the school is that it's for the kids at the home. And for, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that know about the Cunningham Children's Home, but what the school is for is for children that are wards of the state. And the big reason why I got involved is because, you know, I was fortunate enough to have my mom and my dad come up in a nurturing environment, and, you know, have all of the advantages for kids that have families, but you know, these kids don't, and you know, they come from backgrounds where they've been dealt a bad hand, basically, and you know, that's why I've been involved in it. And you know, a lot of people, you know, talk about the teams. You know, I love when people talk about, you know, compliment me on the Flying Illini and my NBA career and everything, but you know, I get the most satisfaction out of when someone that lived at the home either sends me a card or walks up to me at the UC or on the street and says, you know, I lived at the Cunningham Children's Home, and I appreciate all of the work that you've done. That's what I get the most satisfaction out of. And this Saturday was the ribbon cutting ceremony. We started a donation drive over 13 years ago. You know, a fundraising drive, rather, over 13 years ago, and it with Coach Henson and myself, and you know, it finally came to pass. And to see that building go from a drawing to really being there was something else.
Yeah, Kendall, you mentioned representing the Illini, and you could do this in Chicago if you wanted, but you are doing this in Champaign-Urbana, and you are giving back in the area where you went to school. What does it mean to you to represent Illinois the way you are and continue to give back downstate?
Well, it means everything because, you know, the Champaign-Urbana area gave me an awful lot my whole 4 years down there. at the University of Illinois. You know, I know guys now go to school for, what, maybe 3 months, then they leave. But I thoroughly enjoyed my freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior years there. You know, and I developed a lot of relationships down there. And, you know, the community came together. Everybody, there were a lot of donations, anywhere from $50 to the lowest, all the way up to $1 million. So, you know, we got to give credit to the community as well and all the people that donated, both big and small.
Joined by Kendall Gill, Bulls analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. You can reach him on Twitter at KendallG13. Kendall, with the Bulls, tough weekend. They're shorthanded. Zach LaVine out. Yeah. Otto Porter Jr. rested. John Paxson spoke about the state of the Bulls and how difficult it has been with injuries. You know, they're limping to the finish here. They're within two games of the Cavaliers, who are the third worst team in the league. What are we to make of the remaining eight games for them, and how realistic is it, do you think, that they might fall behind the Cavs, given the schedules for both teams?
Well, if Zach LaVine and Otto Porter remain out, I think that it is realistic that we may fall below the Cavs, which puts us in perfect position. I don't know if you guys know Matt Peck from the Outsiders, but yep. He wants us to be part of that 14%.
He's a 14%er.
14%er. Campaigning for that third spot. But, you know, somebody tweeted out, I read something on Twitter where they say the Bulls have taken a step back. Well, this season, but I don't necessarily think so. I mean, you can't control injuries. You look at the four injuries that they had early in the season. Then you look at the injury to Wendell Carter Jr., his thumb, also Chandler Hutchinson. You know, you can't control it. I think, and with the coaching change with Fred Hoiberg, I think that the Bulls just got hit with a lot of bad luck this season. But all that being said, you know, I know guard and packs get a lot of flack sometimes. However, you got to look at the position that they put the Bulls in for next season. I mean, you got four starters under 25 years old that you're going to have for almost, you could possibly have those guys for 6-7 years. And I believe that's how long you have to keep your core together in order for a team to be successful. You look at the Otto Porter trade that they made. Otto Porter is, I know he comes with a high price tag, but look at what he does for this basketball team at the small forward position. I mean, and you know, I did a ride along with Robin Lopez the other day, and Robin Lopez was saying, like, Otto Porter is really became the key to this team as soon as he got here, because the chemistry was great, and then all of the guys love to play together. And then you look at the positioning that they're in now for the draft. I mean, I know that Garn Paxson didn't do that, but, you know, I think that all the stars are lining up for the Bulls to really make a huge leap next year. Perhaps, you know, I think that they should. I thought at the beginning of the season that they should have been contending for a playoff spot this year, but definitely next year. And if you had a couple free agents that can play, that can be respected in the locker room, I think this team is poised for some big things next season.
Yeah, KG, you mentioned the draft, and if the Bulls are lucky enough to somehow at least get maybe the third overall pick, I'm not even thinking about Zion right now, or even John Morant. What's the likelihood do you think R.J. Barrett could be a possibility for this team?
I think if we get to number three, he's already gone.
Yeah.
I think that John Morant is the second pick in the draft, especially after the two games in the tournament that he played. I mean, he was awesome, and he showed everything that he could do. He just didn't have enough help in order to continue on in the tournament. You know, hopefully we can land one of those two top picks. You know, after that, I think that the draft drops off significantly. I know a lot of people talk about R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish as the number four pick, but I think our goal should be the first two picks, because those are the guys that are going to help us out immediately.
Let's talk about those first two picks, because I have heard it suggested over the weekend that as good as Ja Morant was, that maybe he fits better a team like the Bulls that needs a point guard. And at the same time, I understand that, and I loved what I saw out of him in the first two tournament games. But, boy, Zion Williamson is a rare breed, and you look at what he's able to do in his athleticism. He's even hitting three-pointers yesterday when it mattered. If you looked at those two guys specifically, if the Bulls got either one of them, how do they fit, Kendall?
I think Zion Williamson, even though he's a power forward and we have Larry Marketing, you still draft him if we do get the number one pick and you just let it work itself out. You know, he fits anywhere. He's a game changer. You saw that yesterday when he could have taken a 3-point shot and he drove to the basket and got the foul, the and one. With Ja Morant, I mean, at point guard, he would be great for this team because one, he can really run a team. He showed that in the two games in the NCAA tournament and how he took control of the game. And on top of that, the kid can really score as well. So he can do both things. You know, I actually think if I were the Bulls, I know a lot of people think I'm crazy, but I think that Ja Morant at this point fits this team better because we already have a power forward in Lauri Markkanen. And, you know, we already have four starters that are going to be starting probably for the next 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're doubling down on that. The need for a point guard is that much more important to you.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. Now, if we got the number one pick.
You're taking Zion.
Yeah. I'll take Zion,
right.
Definitely. But Ja Morant fits the team better at this point.
Yeah, based on need, I think you're right. Because you look at what they don't have and you can envision, you know, whatever the future is with Chris Dunn, he probably projects as a guy who'd be a very good point guard for your second unit. He offers a lot to that group.
Exactly, and you know Chris Dunn, long, rangy, 6'4", talented, but I just don't think he's a starter in this league. We need a guy that is going to be a starter, and that's what Ja Morant is.
How aggressive do you think the Bulls will be to go after a veteran point guard, given those needs?
Oh, they're going to be very aggressive. You know, I think that you have to be if you don't get the number two pick or. Will was telling me about his kid down at Vanderbilt that's pretty good. I guess he had a knee injury. I don't know his name.
Well, you
right
can't
now,
believe anything Will says.
Yeah. But, you know, I think they'll be aggressive in free agency. You got a lot of guys. They talk about Ricky Rubio also. I got to bring up his name. Everybody calls me a Derrick Rose lover, but Derrick Rose came off of perhaps one of the best seasons ever for a guy who everybody thought was out of the league. And you know, I think that Derek has grown emotionally, mentally. He's ready to lead. You look at Carl Anthony Towns, who's had a great comeback season. When Carl Anthony Towns said, had it not been for Derrick Rose, I never would have made it to the Jimmy Butler situation because he's been beaten down so much, and that's what leaders do. They build you back up, and then that's something that Derek did up in there in Minnesota, and on top of that, had a great season.
He's a legit option. There's no question about it. And Darius Garland was a point guard down in Vanderbilt you're talking
Darius
about.
Darius Garland, yeah.
Yeah,
Darius,
he's got Darius some skills. Great stuff,
yeah,
Kendall. Does. Appreciate your time.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
again, Kendall Gill, the Bulls analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.